that music means it's time for Arts News with Claire Nichols.
Hello, Michael. It's a big year for dance company anniversaries this year. Sydney Dance Company, we know, is celebrating 50 years in 2019. And the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Dance Company, Bangarra, is celebrating 30 years this year. It's just released its program for 2019. There are three key pieces on the bill. And the first is a restaging of the dance piece Unipon from 2004. Now, David Unipon was the Aboriginal preacher, author and inventor. Of course, we know his face from our $50 note. And this dance work was choreographed by Francis Rings. It was commissioned in 2004, back when Bangarra's artistic director, Stephen Page, was also the artistic director of the Adelaide Festival. And here's Stephen talking about the work back then.
What I love is that we've come full circle now, that Frances, as a Gurkha woman in this modern day, the 21st century, as a choreographer and from a black perspective, showing the passion and the spirit of this wonderful man. And it's really opened the door in Bangarra's repertoire now in terms of creating, because I've always just created a lot of things based on land and creature and the sort of the more spirit of the human and more sort of traditional myths, whereas this is the first time we've actually concentrated on Francis is introduced looking at a figure, a human figure that it's really interesting now that we've the companies have sort of been approaching this sort of more historic sort of creative way of working.
Glorious music there from the show.
It is. That's music from the show. And that was Stephen Page talking about the production of Unipon back in 2004. That will be one of the major productions for Bangarra in its 30th year. But that's not all. For the first time ever, Michael, Bangarra will stage a work by an international guest artist. The artist is the well-known Czechoslovakian choreographer Jiří Kilian, and the work is Stamping Ground, which was actually created way back in the 1980s when Kilian came to Australia and he attended a gathering of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tribes on Groot Island in the Gulf of Carpentaria. And he was so inspired by what he saw that he created this ballet, Stamping Ground, for the Netherlands Dance Theatre. It was last performed there in 1986, and now it's going to get a new treatment by Bangarra. Finally, Bangarra will also tour a show right around the country featuring highlights from the last 30 years, and it has a pretty fantastic title, Bangarra, 30 Years of 65,000 Years.
And meanwhile, there's already been change to the Australian Ballet's season for this year.
Yeah, right now the Australian Ballet should be rehearsing for Graham Murphy's new ballet, The Happy Prince. You might remember we talked about it last year. It's a new work based on a children's story by Oscar Wilde. But the season has been postponed after Graham Murphy was hospitalised earlier this month. The Happy Prince was meant to open in Melbourne in March. Then it was going to travel to Sydney in May. Now those seasons have been replaced by a production of Alexei Ratmansky's Cinderella in Melbourne and Minor Geargood's Giselle in Sydney. And on its website, the company says, "We wish Graham Murphy a speedy recovery. We hope to welcome him back to our studios later this year to complete The Happy Prince for its world premiere season in 2020.
Yeah, well, we all hope that Graham gets well soon. Get well soon, Graham, if you're listening. Now, a cool change is coming to Sydney.
An icy cold change, Michael. The Disney musical Frozen is on its way to the Capitol Theatre in July next year. And I think parents everywhere will remember the 2013 Disney cartoon. It was loosely based on the Hans Christian Andersen story, The Snow Queen. And it featured that very, very famous earworm, Let It Go. So Disney actually came up with a theatrical version of this movie pretty quickly. You're hearing a bit of that version right now. The show opened on Broadway last year, and this new Australian staging will be the first international production of Frozen.
And we'll all be singing Let It Go for the rest of the day. Thank you very much. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.